Hey, welcome. How about them Hoos, huh? What a weekend it's been. Two special weekends back to back. I'd like to think we got weekend three and four back to back. That would really be special. But at any rate, fun situation for the Wahoo Nation. Two great victories over the weekend, and back from the capital of North Carolina is none other than Frank Maloney. Mr. Maloney, how was the travel down there to the great city of Raleigh?
I'm glad to be back in the Mecca here, the capital of the Confederacy, the city of monuments. 60 seconds got together to form a minute.
You know what they say the three R's in North Carolina are: reading, writing, and the road to Richmond. So you...
Well, I'll tell you what, I was very lucky today coming back this morning. It was smooth sailing, easy traffic, and it was good to be down in Raleigh. It was very exciting. The Raleigh newspaper has a hard time understanding that North Carolina and Duke were not still alive, and all these articles written about them on the first four pages every day does not diminish the fact that Virginia is, in fact, the number one seed. It's still alive, going to Madison Square Garden, and is now the only member of the ACC still alive in the NCAA tournament. And to heck with all those doofuses that seem to want to write about why Carolina's season fell apart and why Coach K may have lost his mojo.
Well, you do know that most of their readers root for State, Carolina, or Duke.
Well, you know, when you would think that they would want to promote, Hobbo, the fact that there's an NCAA tournament game on two games on Sunday in an arena in their city, and not pretend that they're not involved. I mean, it's crazy. All their writers are there, but they're not writing about the teams that were still alive. And let's face it, Tennessee played a great game yesterday and deserved to advance, and the University of Virginia played an even better game. And we're going to find out whether any of the national pundits know anything about what they're talking about, because so many of them last week picked Michigan State, and Virginia is cranking along now and starting to pick up momentum. The jitters are out of the way, and they look really good to me. They're distributing the ball well. People are making their outside shots now. The defense was incredible down there last night, in my opinion. They were blocking shots and altering shots, and players in the second half. Coastal Carolina couldn't get a shot in the second half.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't even score that many field goals. Some of their points are at free throw line. But yeah, I mean, Virginia's playing really well, and as the season has progressed, the development of London Perrantes, not only as an outstanding point guard, but a guy that can make the perimeter shot, as well as Anthony Gill. I mean, you can't say enough about Anthony Gill, both at the ACC tournament and his play down in Raleigh in those two games over the weekend. He has been terrific. Mike Toby played pretty well last night.
Mike Toby was a huge factor, the X factor. And it's funny, I told my host, I was visiting David Lackey, a fellow Wahoo that's been living behind enemy lines down there in the Carolinas for years. I told him before I left his house on the way to PNC Arena that I felt like Mike Toby was about to break loose. He'd had a rough game on Friday, didn't get many minutes, made the first bucket, and then really scrambled eggs after that. But then Toby, in an interview with a group of us writers on Saturday, he just said, "I played a bad game on Saturday." And he said it like somebody that was a little pissed off. And sometimes if you piss off a player, they come out and play aggressively, and he did. He had a beautiful line, made 4 of 6 shots from the field. And
be careful here. This is a family-oriented show. You know, beautiful. Watch our language here, you know. Don't want to use the P word. But at any rate.
What are you talking about? You are so weird.
Well, don't want to use certain words on the air. But the fact of the matter is, against Memphis, I think the Memphis coach was really focused on shutting down the Virginia perimeter guys.
And they didn't do that.
Well, they didn't do it eventually, but they did it early. And I think that's why Toby found himself wide open 15 feet from the basket several times early. And, he's a good spot-up shooter in that 15-foot range, and maybe he's a good spot-up shooter from the 25-foot range, because he made a deep one late in the game when it really didn't matter, other than this little gravy or icing on the cake. But nevertheless,
Toby made his he made a pronounced effort to go get rebounds with both hands. He altered some shots. He blocked one shot that was amazing. The guy ducked under one of the guards and came in. And Toby just sort of stood there and held his hands up, and the guy tried to shoot at the last second. He just flicked it off to the corner, and Virginia got the rebound or got the deflection. I also thought Joe Harris was unbelievably strong in the first half and is not getting enough TLC from all the media, although I did hear that John Thompson on Westwood One said that Virginia is more athletic than people have given them credit for. And also heard Reggie Miller was bragging on Virginia and said, listen, this team in person is more impressive and they're very athletic.
I think Reggie made several comments last night relative to Joe putting the ball on the floor and taking it to the rim. And he made some really sensational moves where he had to contort his body to avoid defenders to put the ball up off the glass. So he's much more than just a jump shooter, and I think people around the country are starting to find that out.
You know, another couple of quick thoughts as we prepare for Dan Bonner, a frequent contributor to Who's Talking and an all-around great guy and a terrific sportscaster himself. Justin Anderson demonstrated why he will be a beast next year. There were several possessions where he not only did he make a really good pass, but then a few minutes later he went 1-on-3, went up. He got fouled by two of them. The shot didn't go in, but he jumped back up, got the rebound, stuck it in, got fouled. Then went to the line and made the free throw.
Yeah, he is really strong, really athletic. Still amazes me. Teams let him go to his left side, but that's the way they do it.
They couldn't stop John Crotty going left.
Well, nevertheless, it was just a team effort, a great victory, and now the lads are back in Charlottesville. I'm sure they're back in class today, as you know, and taking care of the academic side of the equation. But you know, and the other thing I think it's interesting, I look at the games, and we'll ask Bonner about this: Michigan versus Tennessee, and Virginia against Michigan State. You got John Beilein and Tony Bennett with a week to prepare.
That's dangerous.
I think that's significant rather than just a day or two to prepare. So I think that's in Virginia's favor, that Virginia will certainly have plenty of time to prep for Michigan State. But no question about it, Michigan State is a really, really good team, but so are we.
And guess what? We're the number one blanking seed. And I'm very much sick and tired of people dissing and finding excuses and reasons. It's a late game. And guess what? Virginia is 6-0 in late games. Hello. Number two, Virginia plays good, sound defense all over the floor. You know, number three, Virginia's offense wears people down. And the Memphis coach told national media in the hallway last night, this is Josh Pastner, who, by the way, in my humble opinion, will have a big-time job in a couple years because he is very charismatic, sharp guy, and he's got kids graduating from Memphis, folks. Pastner said, hey, it's not Virginia's defense. They have a great defense. He said it's Virginia's offense. They wear you down. They get good shots. The minute you make a mistake, if you duck under a screen, if you don't stay squared up on your man, they burn you. They burn you every time. He said the middle of the first half, when Harris hit his three, it's because one of his best players ducked under a screen. Harris got up and hit it. The next possession, they come down the court. Virginia got the defensive rebound, came back down. Parentes, same thing. They ducked under his screen, and Parentes drilled it. And within that short span, it went from being nip and tuck to Virginia pulling away. And as you know, at halftime, it was a 15-point lead.
Yep. No. And the key is Virginia now has skilled offensive players as well as guys that play great defense, and that's the combination that allows you to get to the Sweet 16. But at any rate, Dan Bonner, I think we got Dan on the phone. Dan, are you with us?
I am, Jim.
Well, good. Tell us about the NCAA tournament. I forgot, which site were you at this weekend? I know I heard you. I was channel surfing, and I saw you and heard you many times, but I can't remember where you were.
I was at Dayton on Tuesday. And then I was in Orlando on Thursday and Saturday.
So who emerged from your locale?
Well, Florida and Louisville were the two teams that won both the games. Florida beat Pittsburgh after Pittsburgh had beaten Colorado, and Louisville beat St. Louis after St. Louis had that really odd comeback against NC State. And So Louisville beat St. Louis in the second game. They beat Manhattan in the first game.
I got an idea. You know, if you want to give up broadcasting, you and I can do the Dan Bonner, Jim Hobgood free throw shooting school and see if we can teach these kids to make some free throws. I mean, NC State, that was unbelievable coming down the stretch.
Jim, it was really crazy. And not only were the poor NC State free throw shooters missing free throws, but they were all missing free throws.
Yeah, St. Louis didn't make any.
No, that was the strangest thing about that. It was not one of those lightning comebacks where one team plays poorly and the other team plays really well. That comeback took 8 minutes to execute because St. Louis couldn't do anything right either.
All right, Louisville is a 4 seed and Michigan State is a 4 seed. What's your feeling about those two 4 seed teams? A lot of people think Michigan State may be the best team in the tournament.
Jim, I think a lot of people believe that because Michigan State, in most of the preseason polls, was ranked number one, given their talent and their experience coming into the season. And during the course of the year, a lot of that talent got hurt. They spent a lot of time with various guys injured, various guys playing with injuries. They lost some games. They dropped out of the top spot, obviously. They dropped out of the top 10. They didn't win the Big Ten, but now I think people are very high on Michigan State because they've gotten healthy. So all these guys that people were talking about were going to make this big run to the Final Four and win the national championship at the start of the season, they are now healthy and playing together. They won the Big Ten tournament, and so I think that's why people feel as if Michigan State might be the team to beat in this tournament if it's not Louisville, who's also playing very, very well.
What, Virginia, as they match up against Michigan State, how do you see that, and what do the Cavs need to do to win the basketball game?
Jim, I think one thing that's important is that Michigan State is not some kind of dominant team, that Virginia does not have to play a perfect game to beat them. Virginia just has to be at the top of their game, and I think that not only applies to Michigan State, that applies to anybody else that Virginia will face in this tournament. Virginia has the talent to compete with any team out there, provided they're playing at the top of their game. And I think that applies not only to Virginia, but everybody else in the tournament. You're at a level now where you cannot afford to play poorly. You cannot afford to make mistakes. You have to play your best game every time out. The thing with Virginia is they play so well on defense that their defense keeps them in the game. And as long as they can be as productive offensively as they have been over recent weeks, then I think they really have a legit shot to beat anybody who's left in the tournament. But they can't score 38 points like they did against Wisconsin. They're not going to beat anybody that way. And, you know, Coastal Carolina was able to stay in the game because they made some threes. And I think all year long, coaches have told me they feel that's the formula for beating Virginia. You got to make threes. So if Michigan State makes a lot of threes, then Virginia might be in trouble. But otherwise, I think this is a game that Virginia has at least a 50-50 chance of winning, maybe better.
Dan, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Frank.
To our listeners, this is Dan Bonner, a color analyst and a longtime contributor who's talking. Dan, I was down there in Raleigh, and believe it or not, Josh Pastner, the coach for the Memphis Tigers, he made the comment in the hallway to some of the national media after the formal press conference. He said, it's not Virginia's defense. He said it's Virginia's offense. They wear you out, and by the time you then go on offense, you're rattled. And then you take shots you don't want. You don't set good, clean picks. Things break down. And he said the minute you make a mistake on the other side of the court on defense, Virginia burns you outside and inside. And he said it doesn't take much to all of a sudden find yourself down 10, 15 points.
Frank, all that shows you is that Josh Pastner knows what he's talking about. He understands basketball. I have never been a believer in the fact that defense wins you games. Defense does not. Defense puts you in a position to win the game. If you're going to win, eventually you have to score. And Virginia's resurgence after losing that Tennessee game was not just predicated on the fact that they can play defense. They've always been able to play defense. Virginia's resurgence has been predicated on the fact that they're able to exert defensive pressure against you, and they're also able to exert offensive pressure against you. And that's what Josh Pastner was talking about. You know, it's hard to score against Virginia. And so it really helps you if Virginia can't score, because then you have more margin for error. But as difficult as it is to score against Virginia, if Virginia's going to score, then that puts more and more pressure on you. You feel like, okay, now we really got to get back in the game, because being behind to these guys by 5 points is like being down 10 to somebody else. And so that total combination, the total package, is what puts pressure on an opponent, not just the defense, not just the offense, clearly.
Well, what happened? I think Memphis last night, they clearly wanted to play a faster tempo. And my feeling over the years has been the way you speed tempo is with defense and defensive pressure, not offense. I think Memphis tried to speed the tempo on the offensive end, and as a result, they came down and took some bad shots. And that just...
Jim, I would agree with that. But I think they took bad shots. A lot of people say, well, you know, we missed a lot of easy shots. I don't know how many times I have heard that statement made by a coach after they play Virginia. And the point of the matter is, they're not easy shots. They may be close to the basket, but Virginia defends around the basket as well as any team in the country. And they're not big shot blockers. They just get in position really well. They bother the shooters. So even though these shots that people are sometimes missing are close, they're not easy. And I think that's really the key. Virginia makes it so difficult for you to score around the basket that you begin to feel some pressure. And when, as I say, when Virginia gets going on offense, that really complicates matters. Now, Michigan State is not a team that's going to try to push the tempo. Michigan State is a team that'd be very comfortable playing in the 40s. They'll just try to out-tough you. And so I think it makes for a very, very interesting matchup for Virginia.
Dan, we've got to jump to break real quick. Please stay with us so we can bring you back in 3 minutes on the other side. This is Who's Talking. We're going to go to break now. We come back more with Dan Bonner.